USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Accused extortion suspect Joran Vandersloot will reportedly reveal today how Natalie Holloway died and where her body was disposed of in Aruba 18 years ago. He's scheduled to appear in a Birmingham, Alabama federal court for a change of plea and sentencing hearing. Back in June, he pleaded not guilty to one count of extortion and one count of wire fraud. Vandersloot is currently being held behind bars without bond after being extradited from Peru, where he was serving time for murdering a woman in 2010. Ex-users who opened new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The ex-platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. X says they started testing a new program yesterday called Not a Bot, which is designed to reduce spam and bot activity. The new program will not affect existing users in those aforementioned countries. USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis without government regulation. Gensler told the Financial Times that the challenge is because most regulators target individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence. He claims if multiple institutions make decisions based on the same AI models, that could lead to a financial disaster. For the first time since President Nixon was in the White House, the Staten Island Railway is getting new train cars. The five trains that have been in use since 1973 are being replaced. The new cars will have larger doors, displays with service updates, and accessible seating with security cameras. They should be in service by the end of next year. A horror movie shown in a Florida elementary school has some parents upset.
Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.